From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Russia says it's not losing hope for reaching a political solution to the crisis in Syria and insists that terrorists are using a ceasefire to regroup and rearm themselves. The comments come a day after the UN Security Council held urgent talks about the deadly surge of violence in Aleppo, where Syrian and Russian jet fighters bombarded the rebel-controlled eastern sector of the city. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power had harsh words about Russia and its ally Syria during the UN meeting Sunday.
Instead of pursuing peace, Russia and Assad make war. Instead of helping get life-saving aid to civilians, Russia and Assad are bombing the humanitarian convoys, hospitals, and first responders who are trying desperately to keep people alive.
The assault, missile strikes, barrel bombs, and artillery fire, has flattened buildings, leaving streets filled with debris and chunks of concrete. The UN says some 213 people have been killed in the offensive. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
A final peace agreement between Colombia's government and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, is to be signed today. This is Michelle Bachelet, the Chilean president.
Estar acá en Colombia.
She says, it's a great honor for me to be here in Colombia when we're about to live a historic moment for Colombians. This opens a huge opportunity to live in peace and quiet with inclusive development. 16 heads of states, including U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, are expected to be at that signing ceremony. The U.S. presidential debate, the first one, will be tonight at 1 hour universal time between Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump. You can check VOA News. com for full details. This is VOA News. French President Francois Hollande said on a visit to the port of Calais Monday that the sprawling jungle migrant camp would be definitely dismantled under a plan to relocate the migrants to centers around the country.
Nous avions pu penser que la crise migratoire.
That's French President Francois Hollande. He says, we thought the migration crisis might calm down so that we could deal with the question of the camp over time. However, this is no longer the case. Today, it's about completely dismantling the camp before the end of the year. And this operation must be carried out with humanity, responsibility, and respect because it is our duty. Between 7,000 and 10,000 migrants from Sudan and Afghanistan are currently living in the jungle. It's their launch pad for their attempts to stow away on lorries heading across the channel to Britain. China has sent fighter planes for the first time over a strait near Japan, according to the two governments Monday. It comes after Tokyo announced that it may patrol alongside the U.S. in the disputed South China Sea. More than 40 Chinese military aircraft Sunday traversed the Miyako Strait between Japan's Miyako and Okinawa Islands. Support in Australia for action on climate change is at its highest in almost a decade, according to a new report. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports. We'll have that report for you shortly. Meanwhile, that survey was compiled by an independent research organization, and it shows a majority of respondents believe that Australia should be a world leader in solutions for tackling the effects of rising temperatures. Again, from Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
The Climate of the Nation report is Australia's longest-running survey of public views on climate change. John Connor, the head of the Climate Institute, says attitudes have shifted significantly.
We've seen conditions now as strong as they've been since 2008 and certainly up from the lows of 2012 when scare campaigns and attacks on the science were rampant.
Connor puts those shifting attitudes down to Australians seeing for themselves the effects of changing temperatures and more frequent extreme weather events across the country, including severe storms, droughts and floods. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Superstar American golfer Arnold Palmer has died. The 87-year-old died Sunday of heart complications. He was ranked among the most important figures in golf history with 7 major championships and 62 PGA Tour wins. The head of the European Tour, Keith Pelley, credited Palmer for making golf a truly international sport. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.